The countdown to the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro this August has revealed one challenge after another for the host country. Brazil is in the middle of an economic and political meltdown. There's the threat of the Zika virus. And in Rio, there has been a spike in crime. That's meant more funerals, like the one NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro takes us to now. She says people in the city worry about what will happen after the games end.
In the misty rain surrounded by Rio's green hills, Officer Eduardo Diaz was buried last week. He was shot purportedly by gang members as he was leaving his post inside the favela or shantytown where he worked as a community cop. The killing took place only a few hundred feet away from the Maracanã Stadium, where the opening ceremony of the Olympics will be held. As family members wept by the graveside, the pastor raised his hands.
A impressão que a gente tem...
This rain is like our tears, he said, not just ours, but coming also from the heavens for everything that we are going through. I've been asking God, until when, my Lord? Until when are we going to have to bury our good policemen? Until when are we going to have to keep burying our children, he asked. Rio is in a security crisis. Murders are up 15% from last year. Robbery is up 30%. Brazil's economic and political turmoil has meant the state security budget has been cut by a third, so there are fewer cops out on the streets. And the gangs are taking advantage, fighting for territory in advance of the Olympics, say experts. Rio's poorest communities, called favelas, are being particularly hard hit. To get a sense of how far things have slipped, I went back to a community I visited when I first arrived in Rio.
So I'm climbing up an endless amount of stairs. Babylonia, like many favelas in Rio de Janeiro, is located on a hillside with an amazing view of the water, which is right next to the famed Copacabana Beach, and it's a real tourist draw. But that's changed now.
This is one of the communities dubbed a Disneyland favela because it was where visiting dignitaries and the media came to see how much things had improved. Police walked around with their guns holstered. Residents were opening up businesses, catering to tourists. The drug gangs kept a low profile. This was my report in 2013 on how peaceful some of Rio de Janeiro's most conflict-ridden areas had become.
A new boutique hotel perched on top of one of Rio's previously most dangerous favelas is about to open. And yes, there's a jazz club and yoga too.
All that came courtesy of a bold policing program called Pacification, which placed permanent bases of community police, called UPPs, in neighborhoods that had never had any state presence in advance of the Olympics and the World Cup. In Babylonia these days, there are over 100 UPP officers.
We're on patrol with the Pacification Police. Unlike the last time I was here, this time the police are walking around with their guns drawn, pistols at the ready, very different type of patrol.
UPP commander Paulo Barat takes me to the crest of the hill, where muddy paths disappear into the jungle. He tells me 6 weeks ago, a rival gang from the neighboring favela tried to push in and take control from the group that's in charge of the drugs and guns in Babylonia. Three drug dealers were killed in the firefight. It sent shockwaves and fear through the community. So much so that we had to leave Babylonia to speak with residents and business owners about what was going on. Rodrigo da Silva owns a hostel in the community that he advertises on Airbnb, but he sells food on the beaches to make ends meet. He tells me he had hoped the Olympics would get him out of the hot sun and back-breaking work, but so far there have been few guests. Other members of the favela had similar stories, saying revenue had dropped at least 50% because of the violence. Other than Rodrigo, though, all refused to be interviewed, in marked contrast to years ago. Several told me they had been directly threatened by the gangs, who had been informed we were asking too many questions. If you talk too much, it ends badly, Da Silva tells me. Here's the deal. You do not mess with their business. You don't mess with their stuff, and they don't mess with yours, he says.
There's a sense now of creeping anxiety and dread.
That's Robert Mugga, who studies security and development at the Igarapé Institute in Rio.
So in contrast to the, let's call it the great enthusiasm in this experiment, probably one of the most extraordinary policing experiments in the world, today we're seeing a real sense of gloom. The pacification is just maybe not working the way it ought to.
Olympic officials are promising the games will be safe for visitors and athletes. Brazil will be bringing in double the amount of security that the London Summer Games had. But what happens after the Olympics is unclear, and the future of pacification is in doubt. Back on the beach, Rodrigo da Silva tells me he fears the worst. There will be more violence in all the communities because of the fights between the drug gangs, the fights against the police, he says. In the end, the ones who will pay for all this will be the residents, he says. As always, Lulu Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.